Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland. And today I want to get a little deeper into your product ladder. So we've talked in the past about a product ladder, but it was more or less from your perspective and how much you would charge and how you can use this to increase your sales per customer. But I want to explain it slightly differently today so that it will help you understand what kind of product to create at each of these levels. Now, in the past, you've heard me talk about five tiers. Today, I'm going to talk about four primary core offers that are must-haves. The fifth one is a bonus. It makes sense sometimes, and stick around because I'll explain where that makes sense for you. Okay, let's get going. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups. All because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build. And YouTube is full of how-tos, but nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per Month on Repeat. Five simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building. It's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity. And that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444 and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode. Okay, the first product we want is a gift, a freebie, a lead magnet. The goal here, when you say magnet, right, it creates attention. You want it to be magnetic. You want people to want it quickly, badly. Yes, it should solve one specific problem that your audience has. It should really cast a wide net. This should be something that you shouldn't niche down too much. It should be very open, but solves a general, when I say a general specific problem, it sounds like an oxymoron, but what I guess I'm meaning is it solves one problem, but it serves a general audience. And on that note, it should be free. This is a way for you to grow your email list. I will tell you, this can be a hard thing to nail. And don't get discouraged if you build one or two or three before you finally find the one that works the best for you. I want to throw that out there because this can be a challenge a little bit. Number two, the second product is geared towards prospects. So if we're looking at our sales funnel, we have a pool of people on the world, right? People that fit your demographic, your psychographics, and what you're going for, and we're reining them in. We're scooping them in. So the second tier is products for prospects. So these are not technically customers yet, but you want your intention of the product to be towards people who would be a good prospect for you. Now we're getting a little bit niched down. And why is this important? You want this particular product to create trust. So here's where you want to really over deliver on the lead magnet and on this one. And this was a product that might be $47 or $27. This is that this is that one product that gives them the most insane value, and it gives them a chance to try you out, get to know you, see what you're all about. It's creating trust, okay? That's the goal for this level product. The third one is the core offering. Okay, this is where your main transformation is that you're offering. So it might take things. This is going to be like a longer course. Maybe the product for prospects that creates trust is just a mini course. Well, this core offering is going to be your longer course. This is going to be your heavy lifting one. They should truly go from where they are to where they want to be in this transformation. The core offering, it should be the guiding light. And then step four is a product for clients, because now that people have done business with you, you want a reason to get them to come back. This is the secret sauce a lot of online businesses are forgetting or not knowing about. Because when you get somebody to buy a course from you, or two courses from you, or even a whole web of courses, I've seen people who just offer a whole bunch of small courses and they just keep selling them over and over to the same person. That's fine, but at some point somebody's going to get buyer's fatigue, or they're going to feel like they've got what they need, or whatever. You want to find a way to get your ultimate clients in your space on a reoccurring monthly revenue. And this is the best. This is where you really create relationships over time. It could be a membership, it could be a subscription model. So a SaaS software, something like that, where they are used to your brand. They have familiarity with you / your brand at a high level. And that doesn't have to be expensive price-wise, but it's a monthly reoccurring. And that's where you get these products are for clients. So that's the four main product tiers and their goal. So as you're thinking through what products you're going to do, remember, you want to first create attention. So ask yourself, is my lead magnet creating attention? Your second one, creating trust. Am I delivering such value that they are going to be wowed and have trust in me? Your third one, creates transformation. Am I truly making a difference? Is this making an impact? If somebody goes through this whole thing, will they be transformed? And then lastly, create that relationship over time. Now, the fifth product is sometimes in between the product for prospect the product for prospect and the core offering. So where you go from like your $27 or $47 small offer, like a mini course, into your core offering. I've seen sometimes where people will have a gap offer. So it might go, let's say my lead magnet is 5 ways to make money online in 12 months or something like that, or 90 days. And that's a lead magnet. And then the second thing is product for prospects. And so let's say I have a clarity course that's like $27 or $47, and that helps them get clarity on what I just gave them, a bunch of ideas in the lead magnet. Now we're going to get a little clarity down deeper into what's resonating with them. Maybe the next level up would be just a course on how to build a course. And it could be maybe $197, something like that. And it's a basics, it just guides them through what needs to go into their course. It has maybe a handful of modules, the basics of what they need, but we're not teaching them maybe the whole business back end of everything they need to build this beyond just one course. That's where they need the business boot camp, let's say the online business, full business transformation, where we go into everything about building up, like we talked about, the product ladder, all the things I teach. I'm just giving you this as an example. And then the monthly recurring revenue would either be a membership or the subscription to Biz in a Box Solution CRM. Now, if we wanted to, we could skip that. We could skip that $197 and just put everybody into our core offer. Now, those of you who are just getting started, you might be thinking, this is a lot for me and I'm just starting out. I don't know. Do I need to get all of this built? I have done other episodes about how you can build this and make money along the way. Okay, so go back and listen to those. But also, I'd love for you to get into the Freedom Entrepreneur community on Facebook, because we're going to be going live in January. I'm going to be going deeper on a lot of these conversations that we're having. And there are strategic steps you can take in the beginning. There are a few must-haves, and then there's some strategic steps you can take to skip some steps in the beginning. But it's got to be done in a specific way so that you can come back and finish those and fill in those gaps so that you can be making money a lot sooner. That way you're not spending, months and months putting all this together and not making any money. That's the most frustrating part. Okay. I would love to see you in the Freedom Online Business Builders community on Facebook. Look for the link in the description and head over there and join us. Okay, my dear friends, I appreciate you tuning in today. That's it for this episode. Until next time, bye for now.